I want my 5280 gig now!
From the 5280 Studios Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here in my table, minus one companion, who is here the whole time.
Do you need to like balance out the intro? Because you're dragging that out, man.
I was just.
Are you stalling?
I was working. I was trying to like slow it down.
Like you saw her driving up, and you're like, and intro.
I thought like maybe you just like zoned out halfway through.
No, I was just kind of slightly tapping the brakes.
So I'm here.
Our special guest.
Cheeseburger's here.
Private Cheeseburger.
And
at your service.
And Smurf is asleep at the mic, but still talking.
Asleep
so
at the
carry
mic.
On. Carry on, Sir Toucher of Nothing.
And we are happily sponsored by Alamo Drafthouse, Littleton Cinema. Our friends in tabletop gaming every first Monday of the month. We'll be there in like 2 weeks.
That's such a weird way, isn't it? Every first Monday.
Mm. Game night's always fun, though.
It is.
People seem to have fun.
I don't. No, I'm not knocking game night.
No,
I can't knock game night. Game night is a
an institution.
It is.
Yeah, they're there. They're excited.
It's like popcorn at the movies. It's game night at the table, man.
What is game night? Sorry,
why do you
gotta
go like? Yeah, why do you gotta go like old Monty Python?
It's from old Achievement Hunter videos.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Some one person might get that reference.
I get it.
Do you?
I don't get it.
We just wrapped with Dwink.
Dwink?
Dwink.
Dwink.
Okay, so for the record,
buddy,
I have a dwink. I did.
How many times did you mess up Dink?
I didn't.
How many times did you mess up
Dink? I didn't. I re-listened to it. I do not say dick. I don't say dink clearly, but I do not say dick.
You definitely said dick.
You said dick.
I did not say dick. I backed it up and re-listened to it a couple times. For
That's
the record.
That is sad.
For the record, because
like,
I was
He's
pissed.
Like, no, I need to know.
I did.
Did I say that?
I needed to know.
It's okay.
Did I seriously fuck
You can
that
all
up?
Back it up and listen to it as many times as you want. Aaron and I know the truth.
That I didn't say dick and you're just messing with
you
me?
You
absolutely
said
dick.
You did. I heard it with my own two ear holes.
It was a Freudian slip.
So, Dink just concluded this weekend.
It's true. That is.
And we are tired. I didn't realize how like out of con shape I am right now.
You also didn't eat all weekend.
I didn't eat all weekend.
You're supposed to eat food and that helps your body not be tired.
Oh, my God. So, you'll hear this in the upcoming podcast. We did a lot of interviews. One, of course, is with Jorge Corona.
With Spirits.
The artist of Middle Western and Adventure Time. And there was a whiskey tasting.
It was gin.
Gin was there. Whiskey was there. They also had tequila.
Gin was there.
Gin.
Who?
He was granting wishes.
She was married to whiskey. She brought in her her friends.
Your good pal Johnny Walker.
They were all cosplaying together. It was ridiculous.
Something references to George Thorogood. I don't know, man.
Yeah, something like that. So we get done with the podcast with Jorge. The whiskey people are in next. The gin people. And we finished off a whole bottle before I even got onto the podcast with them.
And another.
See, I left too soon.
You did leave too soon. You missed out on this.
I could just sat in and just been like, no, I'm just here to drink. I don't know.
And I felt bad because Jorge was like, oh, hell yeah. But I don't think
he was prepared.
I don't think he was prepared either.
Oh, so he didn't eat either. You guys just need to eat.
Yeah, I packed him a lunch and everything.
Listen, starving artist aside,
yeah.
she packed you lunch.
I packed you lunch.
It's your own fault.
It is my own fault.
It was salami and pasta.
It was delicious.
How do you say no to that?
And I ate it later.
I mean,
yeah.
After
yeah,
I was a little...
When I was trying to sober him up.
Shove food in his throat.
It's pretty much what it was. Just like, take this. Nah.
Eat it and drink water.
Was that the dick reference you were alluding to earlier?
Oh, with the salami?
With the salami.
No, just...
just extra salami, please. Okay.
What are you doing?
Take your pants off. No, I'm not falling for that.
What is wrong with you?
There's so many things.
Do you have time?
Yeah, it's a laundry list.
I don't have time.
Possibly a doctorate in psychology?
there was so Dink finished. It was a great time. At the end of the show, at the entrance, they had all of these the cartoon heads.
Oh, he stole a head.
I stole a head.
Whose head did you steal?
The Cyclops.
The Cyclops.
Okay.
So I was just like totally, and Charlie's out back, the organizer and the owner and runner of Dink. And I'm walking out with Jorge, of all things. Jorge takes a couple of heads. So Jorge's walking out with his wife, who's a creative. Mm. We're walking out together, and I have my head. And Charlie's like, what are you doing? It's like, well, he took a couple of heads. There's a couple of other heads already walking out the side.
So were people just taking me?
Yeah, everybody was just walking. And they shouldn't have been. So we're driving down, we're driving down Spear. To go back to my house to unload, and I've just got the head like propped up. So every time people are passing us, I'm just like leaning it down and like watching them.
There's this one car that pulls up, and she makes the face look. She slowly turns it to the people
That's
next
fantastic.
To us, and they're just like,
They were like
they all Tim Allen.
They were like stupid impatient. You know that car that's like trying to pass you,
yeah,
for no good reason. Like the speed limit's 35, and there's cars in front of you. Where do you think you're going?
And then they speed around you, and you stop at the exact same light.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So that was who I was trolling.
And then there was this other couple on the other side. It was on my side of the car. And they were like hooting and hollering and like giving us high fives. And I'm like, Red's like, do you know them? And I'm like, I don't. Think so?
It's the same thing we talk about when we're driving around the Ecto. There's the three or four reactions you get. You get immense joy. You get confusion, and for some reason, you get anger. I've never understood anger.
I understand anger. Like, I don't agree with it, but I don't understand it.
No, I don't understand. It's like you see somebody having fun, you're like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's
how dare you have fun, sir?
That's exactly what it is. It's not justified. It's not justifiable. It's a reflection on how terrible your life choices are that you're so upset that other people enjoy
that,
life.
That other people are being happy.
Yeah.
How dare you.
Yeah, that's funny.
Rotten hell.
I have to check myself sometimes because I'm just like, why am I so mad that these people are enjoying life? Like, oh man, maybe I should.
I definitely had the you fucking kids like moment the other day.
That's get off my lawn.
See, that's a different reaction. That's subtly different.
Actually, there's one of the guys in the comic book forums who does go by Get Off My Lawn.
Yeah.
He's ditched his name, and he is Get Off My Lawn. One of the artists drew him a picture. It is. It drew him a picture of an old guy. Like, and he's got a piece of rolled up newspaper. Like, he's coming at
does
you.
He come to, like, does he come to the cons with his own lawn chair and just like?
I would absolutely do that.
Actually, you know who he is. You've met him. You met him multiple times.
It's me.
And he was at Dink.
It's me.
But is it Wayne?
He's not that grumpy.
don't point at me like that.
It's not that
it's
grumpy.
It's Ken.
Is it Ken?
Yes, it is Ken.
Ken wasn't there.
No, he wasn't.
It's definitely Ken.
It was not.
But I do have to say the season of Dink was, it was particularly
This season
great.
Of Dink.
This season. Because, I mean, it was, it feels like a whole series because getting ready, getting there, and then, mm-hmm. then closing out, I mean, it feels like the whole emotion.
It felt like a whole month happened in a weekend.
That's the thing. Whenever you have like a con like that, when you're invested, when you're involved, it takes a lot out of you.
It does.
So, don't I'm proud of you guys. It took nothing out of me because I was not involved once. I just showed up.
The worst moment of the whole weekend doesn't even bother me. Like, I've already forgotten. I have no complaints.
It sounds like it was pretty successful. I think people made some decent money.
They made some money. Most of the vendors made money. Artists were good.
Damn it, I never got a CD from Kirby Crackle, who was sitting right fucking next to us.
Oh, that
makes me so angry. I didn't even. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that later. And then I never did.
There were a couple people that I was like, I need to go back by that table. Yeah, I never did.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was trying to go back by Bill Amend, who was there. He's the artist for Foxtrot. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of, he didn't want to do the podcast, but he kind of did. And he was kind of like,
No, he did not. He was trying to be polite, but he was creeped out
by stuff. As you say, you can always tell when somebody just really doesn't want to do it because they're just like, oh, you're a local podcaster. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, and him and I actually had a decent, very, very good conversation between him and I. What are you shaking your head? No. You were busy buying shit. So him and I are sitting there talking about comic strips and, you know, the decades that he's been doing it and everything that was going on. And he's just like, I just don't think I really have anything to say. And he's like, the only time I did a really good interview was when I was freaking smashed. And that's when she came back in to the conversation. And, yeah,
all so right.
That was the end of it.
I wasn't there. I don't know.
No, you weren't there.
I showed up fashionably late and then
faces?
Left early,
no.
As any good celebrity does.
Did you miss the story about the cardboard cutout face? Like, don't tell me to stop making faces.
So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with that head yet. I stole it for the.
I don't know. You can put it on a pillow and have a bed made. Like, don't
bring
ask.
It to every
don't
convention
ask open.
Now?
End,
I was thinking about that.
Don't ask open end questions like that. Like,
yeah, every time we have like a table or something like that. Put it in the middle of like the podcast.
But like, be back in 5 minutes on it.
Yeah. And I was thinking maybe
somebody
like,
will absolutely steal it though.
What was the ESPN show that they had like the supersized heads on popsicle sticks?
I don't know.
It's called bobbleheads, man.
Do I look like somebody who watches ESPN?
Never mind. Really? I forgot the crowd I'm talking to.
I love me some sports. How much baseball?
I want to say like maybe Pardon the Interruption or something like that.
I watch Deadliest Catch. That's my
deadliest catch.
That's
my sports for the
week.
That's
your Super Bowl right there, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it is, man. They used to do fantasy boats on DiscoveryChannel.com.
I feel like I remember that. I feel like that wasn't that long ago, though.
No, I think they realized that it was kind of in poor taste when, like, you know,
boats started like not coming home.
Yeah,
it is called Deadliest Catch for people die.
Like, yeah, people die.
Boats sink.
People on the show have died.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, I remember there was one episode, and I was just watching casually, and then all of a sudden, like, it cuts to In Memory Of, and I was like, oh, God, that guy fucking died.
That guy fucking died. That guy's hand went through the bait grater. Like, yeah.
And then it went over the side of the boat, and they couldn't get him back, and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, like, the
that
happens
a lot.
Oh, my God.
Man. It's a best show.
And, no, but
what
it
talking about?
Makes for great TV.
Does make for great
people
TV.
We watch Game of Thrones.
Speaking of great TV, Game of Thrones did premiere last night.
Segway.
And it felt rather lackluster. I know it's just like
I know, especially compared to the crab season this year.
Yeah.
I mean, all the crab are in one spot, man. It's just, it's war. There's absolutely, all the boats have crowded in. It's exactly like Game of Thrones. You see, all the boats have finally met up,
but none of them have a dragon.
And all, that's not true.
Those dragon boats.
Don't freaking talk about things you don't understand, man. And
it's crab dragons.
Damn it, Jon Snow.
And that's where you get crab rangoons from. Is the crab dragons?
Like, and there's feuds and alliances, and all the characters have met up in one spot. See, it's just like Game of Thrones.
It is.
Except the blood is real.
Do you know what's really nice though about Game of Thrones? Mm. So far, I have not seen a single spoiler. Not a single one.
I haven't either.
There really wasn't a whole lot to spoil on this opening volley.
And it's the first episode.
It's the first
episode.
They
got to set up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think I just spoiled more with my crab boat analogy.
I think you did.
Yeah, probably.
Well, everybody has to get back together. Everyone has to have the hug moment. Everyone has to have the leering hate moment. I mean, even Jamie Lannister walking into Winterfell.
He's still talking about Deadliest Catch.
Devin told me one line where I don't remember. I know it's between, I think, Cersei and the Targaryen lady. I don't know. I don't watch enough Game of Thrones to know. But it was just like
between two blonde chicks.
Yeah, yeah. Basically. It was just like, I thought you had three dragons. And she's like, I thought you had three children. It's like, oh, shit.
Wow.
I know that's a bit of a spoiler, but that's an old spoiler.
Yeah.
Is it a spoiler? Is it a meme? Who cares? I mean,
It's
kind of obvious.
It's interesting. Yeah. Of course, Tully comes right out and tells Jon Snow, you're a Targaryen. And it's like, yeah, that's right. The realization of, I just fucked my cousin, Kim.
Aunt.
Aunt.
Auntie. Auntie lover.
It's not as bad as brother and sister, I guess.
No, I guess.
I've had worse.
I've had... Clearly, you are a royal.
That's right.
In case there was any doubt about the royal lineage, well, you've just been subject to incest.
Some minor Game of Thrones spoilers, but it's fine.
Crack that egg.
It's been out long enough. I haven't caught up, but I don't care.
Yeah. At this
point, I'll catch up eventually. Westworld, I still haven't caught up.
Game of Thrones just starts. American Gods is down to its last final two episodes for the season next week. And
how's it been going? Have you guys been watching it?
No.
Fucking hell, no.
I swear they're just introducing new characters.
Yeah. I mean,
at the end of the series?
Yeah, I feel like that's all they've done this
whole
time.
You know what? We finally got, this with this last week, the introduction to Thor. We finally kind of get a backstory to Thor.
Wow.
And where he is.
At the end of season two.
At the end of season two.
I mean, at least they're trying. I don't know, man.
It's so disjointed.
I haven't watched the second season yet.
It just feels like a lesson on what not to do with pacing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the Anazi, who was one character for season one, is an entirely different character for season two.
No.
So I have no
idea. That's confusing.
It is, and there's so many different gods, and some are going this way, some are going that way, some got undone, which I don't know how the fuck you do that.
You're just confused. There's no excuse for that, because we've seen it done with shows like Game of Thrones, where you can, and Avengers and all these other shows and movies have proven that you can have a large cast of complete characters, and your audience can keep track of them if you do it right. And the fact that I don't think they are.
I was going to say, with large casts, like, sometimes things get lost, but you can still do it.
You can do it. You can do it. It can be done. It can be done well. It can be done very compelling and enjoyable. And I just don't think American Gods is doing a very good job of it.
Game of God Thrones.
Game of God Crabs.
Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage. But a show that actually has been doing well with keeping track of its characters is Flash. It's the only DC, show that I'm kind of. I mean, Heroes, Tomorrow, Legends, whatever the hell they're fucking.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that show. It's
weird, but I love it.
It is. Yeah, it's an offshooting little show. It's fun, but Flash, out of all of the CWs, have done well, and now we're finally getting Godspeed, who
he's the new villain.
He is the new villain, they've been alluding to. And he's a villain that can basically take a speedster and separate them from the Speed Force.
Yeah.
Literally just rip it out of them.
He's one of those characters that you're like, oh, okay, so we're doing the Dragon Ball Z thing of, it's this guy but stronger, and you're like, oh.
Yes.
I like his character design.
It's the Duncan MacLeod of the speedsters. He's coming for your head, and there can be only one.
You know, I was going to say, and I feel like that show is probably coming to an end soon, too.
I don't.
What, Highlander? It's been over, man.
I know Highlander has been over. Isn't there just a movie?
Wasn't it just a movie with Peter Lambert? Right?
Something about Queen. I don't know, man. You can only be one.
Is Peter Lambert anything like Christopher Lambert?
Yes, it's his cousin, but shorter.
You just cannot get names.
Owen. I don't know if Flash is going to be.
It seems like one of their shows they'd probably end soon.
I don't know. Because
it's been
that.
Going just as long as Arrow, right?
A couple seasons shorter, but yes.
Yeah. So it's one of those things that, I don't know, I can see them bringing it to a good conclusion. But I don't know, but I think people still watch it enough.
That's their staple. I mean, they cut back on the production for Legends of Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Supergirl is
non-existent to me.
Kind of vanilla. We still haven't seen more on Batwoman, if that is going to come.
Watch Doom Patrol.
To pass. Doom Patrol is,
I fucking love Doom Patrol.
Is doing really well.
It's better than Titans.
Why do you look so unhappy about that?
It's not that I'm unhappy. I'm just I'm surprised and I'm pissed because it's on the streaming service. I know Xbox now is it has got the widget on the dashboard.
So I was gonna say you can actually watch it on your Xbox now, which is nice.
So $7.99, the same price that you would pay for Netflix and Amazon Prime and all of that.
Look, although you're gonna pay less for Disney Plus. It's only $6.99.
Fucking hell.
And worth none of it.
I don't know.
Oh, God. We were watching Mulan yesterday because it was on.
Yeah.
And
you got Disney Plus?
No, it's on.
Oh.
That's not even starting yet. That's not a thing.
Okay.
Well, and it's so close to my favorite part of the whole movie. And Rick's like, oh, no, I know. This is the best moment in cinema history ever is in this movie. And I'm like, shut up. He's like, no, I know it's coming. They're going to pull the head out of the snow. And I just crack up. Like, I'm fucking on that.
The snow. And you're going to be like, cinematography master.
Yeah. It's just like, Mulan.
I don't remember it happening quite that way. But
I don't think so either. Oh man, that's exactly how it happens. I'll look it up. I'll tell you.
Is it Mushu pulling the head out?
Yeah. It just makes that kills me every time, man.
comedy gold.
I love that movie. That's one of its like top five favorite animated Disney films of all time.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned Titans because they finally announced who's going to be playing Bruce Wayne.
Sure.
Lane Glenn from Game of Thrones.
I can see it.
And
I'm not mad about it
either. I'm kind of excited to see him play Bruce Wayne, and it's basically he's kind of playing the older Bruce Wayne character from Batman Beyond. He's retired.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
He's kind of like, you know, fuck
angry
it.
Sociopathic grandpa. Like,
get off my lawn,
or else, like, oh,
get out of my cave.
Get out of my cave.
Take off my belt. I mean,
that's getting a little. Yeah,
I was gonna say it's getting weird. It's getting weird.
Hey, I didn't say take off my shorts.
It's
all right.
Getting
tights. They're tights, and you know it.
I do. What are you doing with my cape?
My question is, are they leather tights? I've always wondered that about Batman.
No, man. No. They wouldn't breathe.
That just gets chafy.
They don't breathe.
Can you imagine Adam West running in leather pants?
Yes.
I can now. Thanks for that.
Can I say? Can I? Yes. Do I want to?
No.
Except it's old Adam West in my head.
It's not young Adam West. It never is.
It's
always old man Adam West.
So I
like old man Bruce Wayne. It's always good.
I'm good with it. And as much as I don't want the streaming service to succeed, I want DC to succeed.
I'd like to see better DC stuff.
Yes.
And I think they've always been good at TV shows. TV shows have been fine.
Yeah, they do well they do. If they have the room.
Well, yeah, because they just let people, they're just like, okay, you're a writer now, just go. We don't care.
Yeah.
But
well,
with
even
their
with
movies,
like
the
animated movies that they do annually, I mean, they got like four animated movies that come out every quarter.
Yeah.
And the new Green Lantern one that came out for Justice League. And I mean, they do really, really, really good. But now with DC Plus coming, does that mean the reason that we're going to start seeing the CW shows disappear is because they're going to all of them are going to cross over?
They're going to do what Netflix was doing?
Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll do that because I think, well, CW is their property anyway. Yeah. So it's not like them taking away, it'd be them taking away from themselves.
But if they could charge more for it.
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, this is just me speculating. I want to watch Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
I really, really want to see Brandon Fraser.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Brendan Fraser is the best part of that show. Like, don't get me wrong, a lot of the actors are good. None of the prosthetics look good. Like, Cyborg looks like garbage. But
it's hard to compete.
I can look
with
around
Brendan
that
Fraser.
Because it's such a good show that I'm just like, yeah, I know he's wearing just like the latex gloves from the Halloween store painted silver.
Oh,
but
man.
Like, I can see past it. Enough to be like, so it's like, no, it feels like watching Doctor Who.
I was just about to say, so it's like watching old Doctor Who.
Old Doctor Who, except I have to pay
extra. Where like the TARDIS is on a string and they're just dangling it along. Yeah.
With the bad synthesizer.
It feels a lot like that.
It wasn't a synthesizer, it was a theremin.
And a bubble wrap monster.
You're not wrong.
Wow, look at her vein in her forehead popped.
He's not bubble wrap, okay? It's different.
That was Star Trek. It was a shower curtain.
There was a shower curtain in Star Trek.
Tape.
There was one of the rock monsters was bubble wrap in Doctor Who. I'll guarantee it.
I'm just saying, the space suits in the original Star Trek are made out of a shower curtain. You want to fight me?
No.
That's how they did it back in the day.
The bridge is patio furniture.
That's what this feels like. It's so weird, but I dig it.
You can't look away.
I dig on that.
Yeah.
Did they launch all of it at once?
No.
It's episodic. So every week. Okay. Because I keep seeing new images pop up. Like, for some strange reason, this week I saw a trailer. Brandon Fraser's in prison or jail, and he's human again.
He's in the mind of one of... So there's... Her name is Crazy Jane.
He's being John Malkovich.
Kind of.
John Cusack's in the cell next to him.
It's kind of, it felt a lot like that, because it's like he's in the mind of like a schizophrenic.
Okay.
And she's got multiple personalities.
Right. And each personality has power.
Has different superpowers.
Just very legion.
And there's like a million of them, and I'm like, her mind has like an underground city.
Wow.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
I can dig it.
I think that's just every woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just in her, they come out.
It's dark here.
It's dark here.
I don't understand why it takes you so long to get ready. Well, if you could see inside here at the underground, how long it takes me to find shoes.
It's it, it It's fun. It's a fun show. Okay. It's weird, though. You have to look past the weird, no, for sure.
No, embrace the weird. Just embrace it.
But I can't.
You can't. I'm not paying for it.
I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're not making donut taster money.
Donut taster money. Well, listen, Voodoo, if that's a real job, please call me. I will quit everything. If it comes with benefits, I will taste donuts for you.
But you get a diabetic pump in 3 years.
That's right.
That's fine.
Get a bag of insulin on a IV
just
cart.
A bag of, I just walk in like, hey, guys.
The maples of a little extra maple-y today. Oh.
Just inject it directly into the bloodstream. Oh. This is the new liquid donut.
Oh, my God.
What are we talking about? DC. That's DC. Right. Donut crevice.
The weekend also did not host Dink. It also hosted Star Wars Celebration in Chicago.
Woo-hoo. New Star Wars.
Fuck
I'm
off.
I'm stoked.
No.
What? No.
I got into an
the
argument.
The new trailer looks so good,
it
though.
Looks retarded.
Did get in an
what
argument.
Do you mean?
Physics. That's what I mean.
No. We're not talking about. I'm sorry. Because if you start talking about physics in Star Wars, then we get the midichlorians back. We're not doing that. Don't you dare talk about physics in Star Wars.
He's threatening you with midichlorians.
Don't you dare. Because then we get empty gas tanks in Star Wars. Then we get midichlorians and. No, then we just get episode 8 again.
She jumped backwards over a TIE fighter. You don't. That doesn't work way.
No. There's been worse in Star Wars.
Yes.
Well, yes.
That's not really an argument.
We saw an X-Wing do a freaking, you know.
No, he drifted the X-Wing.
Yes.
He Tokyo drifted. No, we're not talking about physics in Star Wars. Because then we get empty gas tanks in Star Wars. Things you didn't want to talk about. But then they had to explain away in Solo. Where they're like, no, it's because the gas is really expensive.
It's like that scene in Fifth Element where the flying cab makes a squealing noise for its tires.
Yeah, exactly. No. You don't question it. You don't. Well, she did a backflip. No.
No,
I'm gonna be mad at you about this.
I'm on Smurf's side of this. Of like, you know what? If you're gonna do fanfic, you gotta at least put in the effort.
No, what's wrong with a little epicness? She jumped over. Oh no!
She literally jumped the shark. The new expression is not jumping the shark. It's jumping the TIE fighter.
No, we're not gonna talk about physics in Star Wars.
You jumped the TIE fighter, man. No. You have officially peaked.
No, she's got a laser sword that's made out of a crystal that's an ancient, possibly an ancient being.
That makes sense.
No.
Are the midichlorians living inside of her life?
The midichlorians. Oh, my God.
The Clone Wars all one person. That doesn't make any sense. It's not how DNA works.
The Clone Wars. It was all one guy.
It was all
it's
one
not
guy.
Not one guy. Are you doing this to me?
Okay, so the trailer, albeit I'm a little excited. Yes, we see Star Wars. I don't know how they're going to wrap up this fucking tentacle.
It's like they gave Star Wars to Michael Bay.
No, what I appreciate is at least better. Abrams is like, no, we're going to fix the story, probably.
No.
They're talking. Okay, so the latest news that landed today is that they're looking at a 4-hour Star Wars movie.
This is actually
to
worse.
To start with.
This is worse
what?
Than.
Yes, to fix everything.
Because
Abrams has got to go in there and wrecking ball Last Jedi.
Because Rian Johnson's like, I'm going to do what I want. Everybody collectively went, no.
This is worse than what X-Men did in the 90s, where they just keep writing themselves into the same time loop corner where everyone's dead. And they're like, where do we go from here? Let's just start over.
McAvoy or Stewart. Timelines are so confusing.
We'll just start over with a new timeline and timeline and hire new actors.
It would have been better if they started with a new Time Lord.
And this is actually worse. This is worse than that, guys.
I don't think this is worse.
This is worse.
I think it's fine.
The coolest thing.
It's fine because Jean Grey is not involved in the mess.
Exactly.
Yes.
We're not getting the Phoenix Force or any of that crap again. No. Oh, yes, we are.
The coolest.
Yes, we are. Because we keep making the same mistakes.
Dark Phoenix.
Because instead of jumping sharks, we're jumping TIE fighters. The coolest thing about this whole trailer is Lando Calrissian.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for Billy Dee.
That's right.
Yeah, when fat Billy Dee Williams strapping himself into the Falcon.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's got the woo! You know, I was like, sweet Billy Dee.
Now,
if they bring him back just to kill him, I am going to be super pissed.
So I was listening to a thing, like somebody talk, like, because, you know, as soon as a trailer comes out, you get a million videos dissecting it.
Yeah.
I was watching one of those, and they were talking about, they're like, you know, after killing off every major character, and they probably are going to kill off Leia because they kind of
have to.
Yeah. They're probably not going to kill off Billy Dee.
They can't.
Probably safe because he was probably, besides Chewie, he's kind of the only one left.
I don't mind the dissecting the videos of the Nerdist people dissecting.
Absolutely not.
The dissecting things. It's when they say, here are the things you probably didn't notice. It's like, don't
talk down to me.
Don't do that.
Yeah. We all saw it.
Yeah, like
I've grown up on these films.
Don't tell me I didn't notice Pikachu in the Pikachu Detective trailer. Like, fuck you. Like, don't do that.
There's like a big circle around the TIE fighter. It's like, there's a new TIE fighter.
It's like, no, don't do that, man. That's where I take offense.
No, I'll agree with that.
I would be happy with just like some other new ships minus the TIE fighters and the X-Wings, because that's all we've seen.
Because that's what sells toys.
No, you know what? The A-Wing sells toys. So does the Y-Wing.
Well, they showed
so
the
does
A-Wing.
Finally,
there's an A-Wing crashing.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan about the AT-AT.
Yes,
I love me an AT-AT.
The AT-AT.
The AT-AT.
Hang on, let me put on my glasses and hang on.
Oh yeah, look at.
Actually,
AT-AT. AT-AT.
This is where we do miss Tao.
Okay, guys, this is the part where.
By the way, Tao's probably dead. We
yes,
don't
we don't know where Tao is.
I don't know where Tao is. She's asleep.
Like, probably.
She just forgot.
She passed out.
It's fine.
The
today's Tuesday.
I'm
today this is Tuesday. This is what Dink has done to us. We both think
so
that's
fried.
Just funny.
New Star Wars. I'm excited.
So the new Star Wars, I'm hoping it'll be good, but what really piqued my interest was the trailer for the new Mandalorian series.
Oh, that's what piqued your interest.
That looks...
I didn't watch the trailer for it, but I kept seeing screen
awesome.
Grabs of it.
Oh, my God. So the new Mandalorian takes place 5 years after Jedi.
Right.
So it's a whole new story, whole new characters, but it's at least... Yes.
I mean, it doesn't involve the Skywalkers. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, the new one's called Rise of Skywalker because we keep involving those people.
And we've got the Emperor laughing at the end of it.
How many times do we have to kill Church? I mean, the Emperor.
You shot Church, you team killing fucktard. You shot the Emperor.
Damn it, Caboose.
I love hanging out with Aaron.
I mean, Mandalorian?
The Mandalorian.
Who's in charge of this?
Jon Favreau.
Okay,
Emmett
I'm in.
Brown.
I'm in. Emmett, Dr. Emmett Brown.
Great Scott, Murdoch!
Actually, it'd be funny if he showed up.
Mandalorians everywhere! Run!
That's a really
because it's a DeLorean!
That's a really bad impression.
I can't do it loud because I will destroy the mic.
Gigawatts.
Exactly. And I have to, like, stand on the other side of the round room.
Isn't it a gigawatt? You know what?
It's a gigawatt.
It's like when Indy corrects people every time they say gigawatt. He's like, it's a gigawatt.
It's a wigawatt.
Yeah, but I know why he said gigawatt.
Because he didn't know how to pronounce it?
No, one of the writers went to a lecture of physics.
Oh, and that's how the professor...
And the professor actually said it that way.
And
he's all like, that's funny. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it so my characters...
No, comedy's good.
And like, he was also... He knew that it was actually pronounced gigawatt, and everyone knows it's gigawatt, but he chose to do it anyway because he thought it was funny.
No, funny's good. Comedy's good.
And that's why Emmett Brown says gigawatt, and you know what? It's funny.
I agree.
What the hell's Mandalorian about?
Mandalorian is...
It better be.
I'm just sticking with the Back to
Time
the Future.
Time travel and...
You say Mandalorian, all I hear is DeLorean, and I'm just sticking with it, man.
Well, if he runs fast enough, his helmet will take him back in time.
88 miles per hour.
Basically, he is a gun for hire running around while the Empire is about to fall apart. The First Order comes into existence.
That's what Solo was supposed to be.
Solo was supposed to be
the side story.
You know,
and it didn't. And
I
it
don't
just,
hate Solo.
Yeah, but I
know a lot of
but
people
I don't
do.
Love it.
Yeah, but if
Rogue
you,
One was way better.
That's upsetting.
I know.
I don't think Rogue One was better.
You don't?
I think Solo was better. Okay, here's what a lot of people get upset about.
All right.
He doesn't look like.
No, that's not why. Nope, that's not why.
That's
not why I'm upset. How about that?
If
that's
he
not
had
why
a
I'm upset.
Fraction of Harrison Ford's charm,
no.
Maybe it would have been better.
The casting was not the problem. The casting was fine. I think he had the right swagger to be a good young Solo. That is not my problem. My problem is everything else.
Oh, okay, that's a deep cut.
All,
I was going to ask, what's the problem?
That's a lot to talk about.
Else.
No, it's all the tie-ins. It's the same thing they did with the first prequel, where they try and just like everything is a tie-in.
Well, it's a lot of like,
and I hate that. It's like you
that,
know what?
That part does bother me.
Make the arc so that we go. now we know where this character came from, and we have that payoff. Mm-hmm. Don't just be all like, I saw something I recognized.
The name thing is the worst part.
Yeah, it is.
To me. The other things, I was like, I can kind of look back. Like, because he just kind of hands him the gun. I'm like, oh, okay, it's just a gun he just kept. Yeah, okay. I can see that.
But then they focus in on it. Like, look at this.
It's the gun.
It's the dice. It's the gun. It's the Chewbacca.
Yeah, I like it's how they, the, it's they're like, for crying the out dice. Loud. And you're like, the dice don't mean anything.
No.
They don't need to mean anything.
Just stop.
I still like that movie.
The thing is, Star Wars is always... Star Wars has always worked well with ambiguity. You come in and you see these characters. Perfect example is Mos Eisley. You walk into the bar, there is a menagerie of characters. So even to this day...
And you know nothing about
not
them.
Not a damn thing.
Except for a lot of them actually have backstories.
But yes. You know so much. Yeah. You know so
yes.
much.
Yeah. Well, because it's like, it's the expanded stuff. It's the fans talking about mm-hmm. it. It's the... there's extended material on a lot of which isn't canon
well,
anymore.
Well, it's Jim Henson's attention to detail yeah. saying, we're going to give these people... their business, mm-hmm. their business, and we're never going to talk about it in the films and in no. the story because we don't need to, and that will be the payoff, and that's what people love.
Well, that's
and
why I'm excited about Mandalorian, because Jon Favreau is good at that.
Yes.
He's very good at
he
that.
He is very good at that. I mean, what he did with the Shannara Chronicles is really good.
I can't fault
argument against that.
And no. what
soundtrack's amazing.
What Star Wars has failed at is when they do hit the e-brake and they try to explain this
they
stuff.
They try and explain it.
And it's never...
It comes out as ham-fisted.
Yes. Yeah. They try to make everything a payoff. Everything is a payoff. Yeah. Everything.
It doesn't need to be.
It doesn't need to be.
The best thing it did was Darth Maul, where you're just expected to know who that is, and it's just like, look, here he is, and then it ends. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
That was a perfect example. Yeah.
That you know what?
Of how that movie could have been, and mm-hmm. because they got rewrites and new directors, and
yeah, Ron Howard unfortunately just received a steaming bag of crap, and they're like, "Here you go, fix this," and you're like, "Well,
I think originally it would have been a lot better, but you know, somebody not going to name names, she no longer works there."
I find it hard to blame it on one person because we have so many movies now, and so many different people have touched this, and mm-hmm. they all keep making the same mistake. Yeah. So,
well, that's how they're going to take.
So I can't blame one person for this.
Yeah. But are they? Are well, they? You really so think after this? I don't buy it.
They said after 9, they're not going to make like a main line. They said they're done with Skywalker stories, but I never believe that because it always involves that family for some reason.
It's called the Rise of Skywalker. You honestly think
they're like the Rise of Skywalker? And I'm like,
what
oh,
fucktard
no.
came up with that theory?
Oh no!
Oh, for no!
And like, but even like the reps are coming out. They're like, no, we're gonna take a break. We're not gonna make a mainline Star Wars movie. We're gonna focus on some side stuff, and then we might come back.
And I think what they're doing because this is actually going to be on Disney Plus with The Mandalorian, and I think what they're going to let everybody do is the heavy lifting. Let's lay some groundwork mm-hmm. because you have Rebels that really did well.
Yeah.
You've got Clone Wars, which they're coming back
season
to finish.
Season 7!
They're finishing that series off for the animation side. There are things out there that they can set up moving forward
mm-hmm.
so they don't have to work as hard and just kind of continue stories.
Yeah. We'll see.
But with something as... colossal as the Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, thinking about it, yeah, they're probably not done.
No. If anything, it's a clone of Luke Skywalker coming back with the Emperor possessing it.
They found his hand.
That's right. Oh, no. God. You know they found his hand because his lightsaber.
Yeah.
Was
oh, yeah. His lightsaber was kind of attached.
Yes.
They found the lightsaber. There's supposed to be a hand attached to this. Did you find that?
Have you seen my hand just laying around?
Can you guys give me a hand?
One of the fingers was up. That's all I'm saying.
It's supposed to be a hand attached to this.
November 12th of this year will be when The Mandalorian is released on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they got it up and running.
Ooh, and Star Wars The Fallen Order. That looks exciting.
Did you say Star Wars Law and Order?
The Fallen yes. Order.
No, I like my way better.
Star Wars Fallen Order.
Dun-dun!
Palpatine.
Dun, dun.
Palpatine dun, is a lawyer. Dun. He shows up.
No, just like every cut scene. Dun dun.
I can just see it. Palpatine's playing Bilzer's role. The cranky
who's
old guy.
Ice Cube. No, Ice T.
That's Vader.
It's Vader.
Wow.
Vader's iced tea, huh?
He's got a ladies' roll. He just gets all the quips.
That's all it takes with the asthmatic.
Yeah, video games, man. It's made by Respawn Entertainment, the guys who made Titanfall and Titanfall 2.
The Last Jedi? The Chronicles?
No, it's called The Fallen Order. Star Wars: The Fallen Order.
And
yeah.
It's like, stop with your
don't,
ship.
Don't.
Just
yeah.
Focus on
don't.
What
the Fallen Order. I thought was still under EA Sports. It's EA under, Sports and Respawn.
It's under Respawn is the ones who are making it, who are under EA.
The trailer
Here
looks good.
Again. Well, actually.
Yeah.
This is the coolest thing you have ever seen today. In fact, it's on the video game stuff. I did have it listed in here.
No, we're just talking about Star Wars.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
With EA, I think this is their last shot. I honestly think this is the last game we will see from EA.
Well, yeah, and I trust this design group because Respawn has made good stories and good games. I mean, they've only made a couple of games, but everything they've put out has been good.
The trailer looks impressive.
Yeah.
It looks like the animated style that you see that you're accustomed to with Rebels and with the Clone Wars.
Yeah, they're not forced to use the Frostbite engine, which usually EA is like, no, use our engine. They're like, no, we're gonna use Unreal. We're gonna use it. We're gonna do that. We're just gonna use that engine, and it's gonna be a lot better.
Well, and the character is a Jedi. We think there's a great cutscene with someone flying off of a working platform, and he
catches him.
He catches him.
Yeah, it looks
dun,
good.
Dun dun.
Because he's a Jedi in hiding. It takes place after Order 66. So he's gone into hiding. Feels like the Obi-Wan story we kind of want.
Yeah.
But Star Wars is never going to make. So we'll take what we can get.
Bunch of bastards.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, they're just going to remake Dumbo, man. That's
get Danny DeVito on the horn.
Well, what they will continue to make is more Archer films, shows.
Say films?
Yes. Archer. Archer 1999.
Archer.
There was a, is the title of for the next series to premiere May 29th on FXX.
Oh, good. I'll be done with Deadliest Catch.
Archer is back. We were just literally talking about this last week because I'm like, it feels like, where's the Archer show?
Yeah, we haven't had Archer in a while.
No.
No, man, I've been in a coma. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's like, all right, it's been enough time.
I was murdered, man.
The trailer looks great. They're in space, and Pam is a rock monster.
I fucking love Aaron's laugh. It's like when he realizes things are actually happening, and he just chuckles.
It's just funny.
I love it.
They're in space.
They're in space.
You know, obviously. Why aren't you?
Just because you can't hear him scream.
Oh dear.
We got a car up here. I mean, why aren't we? Why haven't we come up?
Got a car? Up there.
Car? What? They're saying
they put a Starbucks on the moon, man. Where are you at?
There's one in Wakanda too, apparently.
Part of the Olympics. Get a Starbucks.
It's not what I thought.
Hell yeah.
There were rumors that Archer is going to call it quits after 10 seasons. Everyone else is calling bullshit.
It's turning into The Simpsons. It's going to go on forever. And
I'm okay with that.
You know, and I'm fine with that.
It's everything I love about the Simpsons and everything people wish Family Guy was. So it is delightful.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, they keep making the same joke, but they keep making it more relevant the way The Simpsons does.
Hasn't.
But it's extra edgy.
Yeah.
And
I'm a fan.
And
I like Archer.
Well, and Adam Reed, who is the creator and the continuing writer behind Archer, he kind of hinted at it, but in the same way he's always made those edgy jokes of, you know.
But
yeah,
you don't want to.
Sure,
you don't want to like. You don't want to like guarantee something if you can't guarantee it, and it's better to just leave people wanting more. Undersell, over deliver. So
right.
That's fine. Like, you do you, boo.
As long as it keeps going, it's still funny.
I'll watch as long as it goes.
The trailer's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Just to see Pam as a rock monster, I had to pause and laugh my ass off. I was just like, all right.
Pam is actually an underrated character. She keeps stealing. especially in these later
seasons. She's got good lines. She's got some good, like, quick, like, yeah, throwaway things that you're like, that's hilarious.
She was the bright spot to the last season because she was by far, I was just like, oh, my God, she was on point.
She's been the bright spot to a couple seasons.
Yeah.
And I think Krieger's the android from Aliens.
Yeah, Krieger.
I can see that.
Krieger's actually my least favorite character because I feel like he was the first one to get caricatured.
Yeah, because a lot of shows do eventually do that.
Yeah, like they just like keep trying to make him sound like weird and.
It's like Stewie from Family Guy, where it's like he was evil and now he's gay, and you're just confused.
Yeah, it's like please don't draw those lines.
Yeah,
like don't do that.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm uncomfortable, not the way you want me to be.
No,
we will post up the trailer on Thursday so everyone else can get a look at it. Maybe I'll find time to do it tomorrow.
No, you won't.
In the meanwhile, however, FX. Now we reported this a couple months ago, and now, Why the Last Man has been canceled.
Okay.
And nobody knows why. Where did they go? FX has just suddenly pulled the plug on a show that they greenlit 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, Why the Last Man, who we talked about, Brian K. Vaughan, who was the writer for Why the Last Man. He was part of Lost.
Mike was really excited about this one.
Right? Mike was very excited about it. I was very excited about it. And now...
it's not happening?
Gone.
Oh, man, the blizzard bomb hit, and now they can't get off the island.
The blizzard vortex.
They can't get up. They're lost.
Dun, dun.
They're back on the island, man. They can't get off.
It's really purgatory? I don't know.
Really? Yeah,
it might be.
Polar bear got him.
And scene.
That's a hell of a way to go. So I don't know what's going to happen with. Nobody knows. No one's returning calls. Did you call them?
Your calls?
They're not returning my calls.
Tal's not returning your calls either.
Those bastards. FX is just completely shut up. Hey, they usually return my calls. I'm somebody.
FX usually calls you back, huh?
That's right. So I'm somebody.
Where's our FX sponsorship?
We're playing convention bingo this weekend, and one of the boxes is meet someone famous, and Smurf's like, do I count? And we're like, no.
Did you mark it off for me at least?
No.
I'm semi-famous. To myself.
You're infamous.
Yeah. I show up for celebrity status. That's the only reason I show up to dink. I have no art to contribute.
No.
Somebody actually remembers me on the air.
Oh, it was surreal. Somebody
remembered you from the radio days?
Yeah. She knew exactly who I was. Handle, not Smurf.
Weird.
And she's like, I remember this thing you did. And she's like, I know your voice. And
was it
just
the stealing the goldfish thing from the aquarium?
No, it was other than that.
It was. Oh. And she was crushing hard, man. It was awesome.
Wow.
And
I got fangirl.
I got fangirl.
Good job. Congratulations.
And Red was there to win. And I'm trying to be like, you know, you're embarrassing me. I'm not.
When in reality, you're like,
no.
Yes.
Okay, maybe a little.
That's exactly it. His head is just screaming.
I was there to point out all his flaws.
Yeah, like, she's all like, yeah, but then there's this.
Yeah, your face is red. You're
look,
right.
Look how short he is. Yeah.
Is he shorter than you thought he'd be?
Oddly enough, you didn't ask that question.
I know. I sound fatter over the radio.
Oh, shit.
The microphone adds like 55 pounds.
I'm just there to knock you down.
This was just kind of something that came in across the desk. Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany are actually going to be in the Wanda Maximoff and the Vision series on Disney Plus as well.
That's not the one I care about.
You know,
the one I care about is Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Oh,
the buddy cop movie nobody asked for, but we're definitely getting.
We're getting.
You asked.
I asked for it. I want the show.
You wrote a letter to Santa.
It's the buddy cop show that I definitely...
Nobody cares about.
Yeah, I care. No, you do not.
Oh, he does.
Shut up. Sam and Bucky, like, they have the best scenes in Civil War.
That's only because they're sitting in a car bitching while they watch Captain America fumble with a woman.
How are you doubting that he wants this? Have you met Aaron?
I like Smash Mouth. Like, unironically, I fucking love Smash Mouth.
He's so happy, and I'm so happy for him. He's finally getting his Christmas wish.
I asked Santa really hard last year.
Nobody wants this.
A lot of people want this. I want this.
Just Aaron.
Just Aaron. You're going to be the only
it's
person.
Just me, and then they're like, we only got one viewer for this show.
Exactly. You with your microwavable popcorn sitting there munching, going, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Popcorn and M&M's mixed together. It's delicious. Don't knock it until you try it.
You got to get the caramel sauce on top.
That's too much, because then my hands get all sticky.
Your hands are sticky anyway.
Yeah.
Don't be gross. I wash my hands, thank you.
Just shove your face right in the bucket.
You don't see me when I go to the movies alone, okay?
Like a dog with the kibble.
I'm telling you, this is short-lived. This is not. There's no way in hell.
Nobody's going to watch Maximum and Vision. Maximum.
It's all short-lived.
Nobody's going to watch the Vision and Scarlet Witch one.
No.
I think people will watch Falcon and Winter Soldier.
This is so short-lived. I'm telling you, this is.
Well, it's probably going to be longer than the Loki show. Yeah, because Loki's getting his own show.
That gives me heartburn.
And I don't know if it's going to be Hiddleston or not.
It'll be Hiddleston. He's not going to say no to a paycheck.
What else is he going to do? Taylor exactly. Swift broke his heart.
Was that real? Yeah. I never actually heard of
that. Yeah, that was real.
All right.
Like years ago.
I didn't need confirmation. I just never got it.
One years, tragic years weekend ago. And that was just...
He realized that she was like... 5 years or 10 years younger than him, and that it was weird. Like,
there was no relatable, and yeah,
I don't have that age difference. I could date Taylor Swift.
That is true.
It is.
That is.
Have my people call her people.
Set up a lunch date.
We'll get right on that.
She should be my people now.
Yeah, I guess I'll be your people.
Yeah, you have contacts with FX.
I don't know, man. They won't return his calls. maybe the CMA awards will.
CMA. Yeah, she's on the CMA still.
She is. Her and Trisha Yearwood. Right after she gets done with
how
her baking.
How come you get all those names right?
Something about Reba McEntire just gets him hot and heavy. I don't know.
Woo! So, Reba!
No, you get all the country music stars' names, correct? No trouble.
Oh, dear God.
It's my superpower. I decide when I want to use it.
Sarah McLaughlin. I want you to get that name right.
Sarah McLaughlin.
See?
What's in this coffee?
Oh, I'm so tired.
Fuck off, fucker.
Been up since like 4 this morning. Started a new shift at the
donut
speaking, factory.
Okay, so here's another rumor.
You gotta
get
up when they're fresh.
Yeah.
Another rumor that I heard, and I'm doubting this is gonna actually happen. Lethal Weapon 5, and they're actually Donner is actually rumored to be working on Lethal Weapon 5.
It's turning into Tremors, where we're just can we just keep making this movie and running it into the ground?
Mel Gibson didn't even want to come back for 4 unless it killed him.
Well...
To be fair,
that was probably the best.
I think a lot of people
asked
for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Something about hating Jews. I don't know.
It's a vicious rumor. I don't think it's going anywhere. If we see these two shows make it past a season, I'll be impressed. Between FX budget, their salaries, and nobody giving a shit, this is destined for failure.
Are we talking about Lethal Weapon?
That's
or
like
the
everything
Marvel
I
films?
Do.
Yes. What's everything you do?
Nobody cares. No budget. And too high of a salary. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
You guys are getting paid for this?
No. That is the problem.
Yeah. Pay for sign up for a Patreon.
Yeah, you need to get on that.
If you pay $5 a month, you get prints of me.
Ooh.
Ooh.
On a lawn chair in just his underwear.
I'll be fully clothed.
We'll make a calendar of Aaron.
Actually, that's if you don't start paying. We just send it to your house.
We know
it's
where
like
you
threat.
Live. Like, it's coming.
If you don't sign up, we find you, and you get a calendar.
What is wrong with you?
Got
12 pages of me.
I'm good.
And they're not flattering shots either.
No, we're going to do this.
Zach's going to photograph me.
I could see you doing the...
No, the cheeseburger calendar. Ship
that's
it.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Ship it,
you're
man.
Doing the little, you know, suntan one with your butt sticking out. Like
don't give
that.
Him ideas, man. I got
too late.
I've got a real project for
now. It's got to be all pin-up because I'm private cheeseburger.
Okay, private cheeseburger.
Pin-up.
We can do the
private cheeseburger pin-up calendar.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, do it. Ship it.
Ship it.
Ship it. Fucking send it.
Done. In other news, Final Fantasy number 14. No, excuse me, 16.
I had to think 14 was 2 games ago.
Yeah,
they can drive now.
And go fishing. Wait, that was always a thing.
That was always a thing.
For some reason, a big thing in Final Fantasy. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, it's either fishing or chocobo racing. It's always been one of those.
Chocolate racing is a time-honored tradition in our family.
Fuck that.
He's not wrong. Retarded. He's not wrong.
Well, you've never been over his family.
Big chickens, and what's wrong with you?
Okay, first of all.
Yes.
It's not just his family.
And technically, she's met my family. You haven't.
Chocobo racing is...
That's not true. I've met your family. I've met your parents a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
No, it is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because they shut up the Ghostbusters.
Yes, your dad and I actually talked about whiskey, you jackass.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, that's weird.
Your dad and him are the same age. It's weird.
I wouldn't doubt that.
No.
You might be.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
I got to do math.
I've already done the math.
Anyway, so with Final Fantasy 16.
Did I just
16,
age him?
I'm 513 next week. This week.
Oh, 1860s. Got it.
Yes, 1860s. 513 this
My
week.
Math is a little off.
Did you want to talk about nerdy stuff? Because we just want to make fun of you for
the rest
of the
hour.
Welcome to the Smurf Roast.
The trailer looks great.
All blue all day.
Well, we call it Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, hey, Tao's here. That's not true.
That's not true. The trailer looks great. I have no idea what the hell's going on in it.
Smurf Roast, you're damn right.
Yes, it does.
The all blue comedy hour.
No one can saw that. I was dancing. Sorry. I don't.
Trailer looked good. Now.
What
I'm
trailer?
Yeah, I don't know. I moved on.
Are you just talking about trailers?
No.
What are you talking about?
Overwatch.
Winnebago trailers.
Overwatch will be having new lore video coming out prior to Rising Event, their new Storm Rising event, which is happening this week.
The Tao's not here, so I don't care that much.
I've never played Overwatch.
That's not true. I like Overwatch.
I kind of dig Overwatch. I like the little sub adventures that they come up with.
I like the lore of it. I just want a movie.
You know what? I wouldn't mind a movie. I wouldn't mind some actual campaign.
That's the problem. Is there's this really cool story that Blizzard's made around this game. There's a lot of rich lore, but it's a multiplayer-only game.
Yeah.
And at least, like, with Titanfall 1, where it was multiplayer-only, at least they backtracked with the sequel, where they're like, no, hang on, it's got full story. Because we built this deep story.
This world?
This city on rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
That's a really bad song. But,
you're welcome. That's stuck in your head.
Yeah, it is. Son of a... bitch.
And was considered the worst rock and roll song of all time. Thanks, Rolling Stone, for that little tidbit.
I'm not arguing.
I've got the oh my god, say something. I got the I do. I've got that whole piano thing going on in my head right now. God damn it!
Stop the madness.
Something about Overwatch. I'll probably play the event like I usually do.
I will too.
Yeah, I usually log in for the events
I like events.
New characters because I like to see what the new characters are about.
True.
Yeah. I've enjoyed most of the new characters they've added over the years now.
Yeah, which seems weird to say.
Well, Blizzard doesn't make sequels anymore.
No.
They just keep adding things.
And that's fine. You know what? I'm not paying for it.
That's the thing with games nowadays is gosh, I should write a rant about this.
Okay.
Gee, if you would actually write something, I'd be impressed.
Wow. Deadline. Give me a deadline and I'll do it.
Deadline on Easter.
Next week.
Oh, Jesus. All right, yeah, and something by next week. Perfect.
I'll get you donuts.
But it's like you just keep adding on to games. Instead of making sequels, instead of, making a new game, you just add content to that one.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's free, sometimes it's definitely not. Mm. When it's definitely not is when it's more upsetting.
Yeah, you're like, God damn it. I paid for this game.
I looked at Destiny at the paid DLC that's actually fun.
Yeah,
because Destiny
as long as
and
it doesn't
Destiny
cost
2,
the same as the game.
Yeah,
like, over and over again. Like if you tell me like I've got to pay $5 for the new installment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's affordable. Like I'll totally do. Yeah. Like yeah, I pay. I get my comic updates. I get my. Mm-hmm. I that's fine. Yeah.
$5 to $10, reasonable.
Reasonable.
When it starts getting up to like $50 for like an expansion, I'm like,
no. Then I might as well just buy a new game. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's no point. But free DLC, yeah, I'm on board.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm always a fan.
Done and done.
Yeah. Play Overwatch, kids.
Come play Overwatch. This weekend in Cannes, there is the anime convention.
Colorado Anime Fest.
Colorado Anime Fest. There's also...
I may be going.
Are you going to dress up?
Well, yeah. You might see a very drunk Ghostbuster there with no proton pack, unless I can get a hold of Indy.
Indy is still in parts unknown in California. There's also the FanX in Utah going on this weekend.
Ooh, is that this weekend?
Yes. So there's a couple of cons. Next weekend we will be at Starfest, but before that we will have another podcast to inform you of what's going on. A shit ton of interviews heading your way.
You'll definitely see a drunk Ghostbuster at Starfest.
You will see a couple of drunk Ghostbusters at Starfest.
I'll have my new suit ready. I got a black suit.
I'm just going to... Aaron's going to dress up like a ghost and be my sign spinner.
Yeah, I am going to do that one day. I have decided that at least one day I'll do that.
Shut up.
Yeah, so spoiler alert.
When was this decided?
You were there!
I did?
He was drunk. It's fine.
Was he?
Yeah, he, it was pre-drunk.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
But yes, I will be in a ghost costume. I want it to be like the one from Charlie Brown where it has like a million holes, not just one.
Oh,
man, no.
I do remember that conversation.
I can't. I'm with you.
Can I be a scary ghost?
Aren't you always?
Yes.
All right.
But yeah, I'll be a sign flipper wearing a ghost costume. You might see me, but probably not.
You might not. Invisible.
I'm invisible. Nobody sees me. You pull Red's maneuver with the sign.
Yeah.
Actual physical contact.
Can you move?
Wow. Okay.
And on that quote,
we shall say goodbye because in the end,
I'm smack happy.
Something about stories. I don't know, man.
I'm all smack happy.
Well, moral of the story: don't let Smurf get drunk.
Be good. Stay in drugs. Don't do school.